This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Coloradans get what they pay for is how you might sum up recommendations out yesterday from TBD Colorado. That's the task force Governor Hickenlooper created last year to get citizens thinking about the future of their state in areas like education, health, transportation, the state budget. The results aren't all that surprising. Coloradans want good roads, good schools, good services for seniors, among other things. But, and this isn't a new idea either, they have to find a way to pay for it all. TBD Colorado says the state constitution gets in the way with amendments that govern spending and taxation. The group is calling for an overhaul of the state's constitution and some tax policies. Joining us is Greg Maffei, who chairs the TBD Colorado Board. Maffei's also president and CEO of Liberty Media, whose businesses include the Stars cable channels and the Atlanta Braves. Hi, Greg. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What strikes me about these recommendations is how familiar they are. We heard virtually the same thing from the previous governor, Bill Ritter. The University of Denver put out reports in 05 and 07 with very similar calls to action. What's different here?
Well, I think a few things are different. First, it was not designed to be about fiscal and constitutional issues. It was designed to be about improving Coloradans' lives and what they cared about. And the fiscal and constitutional issues kind of bubbled up. Secondly, this wasn't a blue ribbon panel. This was an attempt to address Coloradans' concerns by reaching out to 1,200 Coloradans in more than 100 communities over three series of meetings of many hours and came to many of the same conclusions. So there is an element of buy-in.
And you think that that will make this not just another report that's put on a shelf, but something that's turned into action?
Well, I think, as I noted, we're not only about the fiscal and constitutional issues. We're about a lot of things that Coloradans want, many of which are actionable without legislative authority or without votes of the people.
Give me one quick example in that category.
Managed care. We can do more in homes for the elderly and for others who need those services, which will be more cost-effective and probably more friendly to those being used. Their protections need to be put in place, but those can be done administratively.
This is a change that would happen to the state's Medicaid allowances, you're saying, to keep seniors and those with perhaps disabilities in their home.
Exactly.
So that's a change that doesn't require, for instance, a new tax or a change in the legislation.
It's actually more cost-effective.
You are indeed, though, calling for fundamental changes to the state constitution. You would preserve the requirement that voters approve any tax increases. That's a key provision of Tabor. But otherwise, what do you want to see happen?
I would frame it slightly differently. As you noted, the DU group and others have said, you can't have the vote of the people which said we want Tabor and Gallagher and Amendment 23 forever. Those are lines which are eventually going to cross and not in a positive way.
Amendment 23 has to do with spending on education. Gallagher is another spending measure that's in the Constitution.
Gallagher is a measure which outlines how much residential property tax is paid versus commercial property tax. And it's had the impact of reducing our property taxes. Many people would say positively. But when you combine that with Amendment 23 about spending, and you combine that on education, and you combine that with Tabor, when you combine those three things together, it creates an unsustainable condition. The people have voted for programs they want, and it voted for limitations on taxes. And over the long term, these can't coexist. In the short term, we have an improving financial situation, largely due to an improving economy in Colorado. And we're adding back some of the services that were cut over the last few years, all positively. But over the long term, particularly as we have an aging population, which will put more stress on our healthcare system and spending for that, you won't be able to sustain these three initiatives together.
It's sometimes been described as having your foot on the brake and the accelerator at the same time.
I think that's a fair description.
And so you'd like to see something on the ballots, I suppose, as soon as what?
We didn't come up with, and that wasn't the mission, to come up with a ballot initiatives or anything alike.
Ever since the governor created TBD Colorado, Republicans have said it will call for a new statewide tax. So the 1,200 or so participants who met in these more than 60 meetings around the state, they want full-day kindergarten for more kids. They want more access to preschool. They want services, as we've said, that will keep seniors in their homes for as long as possible, better health care, and so on. Are you calling for a new statewide tax?
No. I think there were specific prescriptions about things like transportation. We have a case where the state tax on gasoline has been fixed since 1991. So there's been less money to be spent on transportation. So a specific prescription was doing something about the gasoline tax and looking at that maybe with a vehicle's travel tax or the like.
That is, you would be charged a tax based on how far you drive.
Right. Those are kind of examples looking at how to do that. But there was no prescription for a statewide, let's, you know, adjust any one of the taxes that we have today. And we understand that that's going to require a vote of all of the voters of Colorado to make those kind of decisions.
These recommendations from TBD Colorado say that revenues have not kept pace with underlying growth in the Colorado economy because many of the fastest growing sectors are either exempt from tax or taxed at a lower rate than other sectors. Tell me which sectors, what kind of industries, businesses are you thinking of when you talk about that?
Well, an area that's not necessarily under the control of the state, but is, for example, spending on internet commerce. That has clearly been a growing piece of total retail revenues, and we don't have a sales tax on that unless it's self-reported, which is a very small percentage.
Any other examples?
Well, services are an example, and I'm not sure that would be politically acceptable either, but the service economy of the state has grown quite a bit, faster than many other elements, and we don't tax that either.
When you say the service economy, tell me what you mean. Give me some examples.
It could be any local service from your lawnmower to your haircutter to your lawyer to your accountant.
What kind of buy-in are you getting from the state's business leaders? This idea of, you know, maybe reducing exemptions or raising taxes.
Well, really, we've just begun the process of setting forth Wednesday's TBD recommendations. So I would hope we'll get leaders of the community and citizens of all flavors to look and say, we have things we care about. We have things we're willing to invest in. We have other areas where we can make savings. And we have some fundamental choices to make.
Voters last week approved virtually every bond and mill levy that school districts around the state asked for. And they approved the majority of tax increases on the municipal level as well. What do you think this says about voters' willingness to raise new revenues on a state level?
What came through loud and clear out of TBD Colorado was that voters, when they wanted services, wanted transparency, wanted to be able to vote on specific revenue increases on areas that they cared about. So I'm not entirely surprised that voting on many of those municipal levels was successful because local communities believed in investing in their community and could see where it was going. To the degree that programs in general are set forth in that way, I think you'll have much more voter receptivity.
What do you think is going to be the first piece of policy that comes out of this?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I think some of these are easier than others. And things that require first no legislative action are probably the easiest. There are certain things that have already been set forth in the governor's proposed budget for next year, and I think some of those will transpire. Increases, for example, in higher ed as we have an improving economy. There are others that are going to take longer and are harder, and hopefully we've begun an education process and a process of hearing what voters across the state care about.
What's the hardest one?
I think the conundrum of trying to fix our voter initiatives, that the voters voted on three things they care about, which all may be good, but it can't coexist.
In the state constitution.
In the state constitution. That's the Amendment 23, Gallagher and Tabor. That's undoubtedly the hardest to address.
You recommend, and others have, making the state constitution harder to amend.
It's somewhat of a Western disease. It's relatively easy in the Western states to amend constitutions, and that happens in California, it happens in Washington, it happens here in Colorado. And the impact is great that we have voter democracy, but in a lot of cases we have things like those triumvirate that over the long term can't exist.
Greg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Greg Maffei is chairman of the TBD Colorado Board, also president and CEO of Liberty Media. You can see more of the TBD recommendations. There are many of them. We merely scratched the surface at cpr.org.